From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Wednesday, March 18th.
Coming up, health insurance premiums are climbing fast. What federal cuts mean for millions of Californians.
Also, lawmakers are pushing to reform the state's elderly parole program after people convicted of molestation were granted early prison release.
And city leaders in Chico are discussing how to get more people downtown following a string of business closures over the last year.
We'll have those stories just ahead, but first, the unusually early heat wave this week is raising alarms about a potentially devastating fire season for the North State. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more.
This early hot spell we're getting is expected to rapidly melt a Sierra Nevada snowpack that's already lagging behind historical averages. Daniel Swain is a climate scientist within the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources Division. He says he's worried about forests drying earlier, leading to severe fire risk this summer.
Not super concerned right now, but I am concerned about what right now, looking like April or May, means when we are actually in May, June, July, and beyond. It means we're going to have, you know, July-like conditions in May in some places, and then what does July look like?
That's Swain speaking on his Weather West blog. The heat wave is predicted to run through the weekend. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Fire danger is on the minds of emergency managers in Trinity County. The county's Office of Emergency Services is sending out mailers this week, urging residents to sign up for the Ready Trinity Emergency Alert System. It's used to notify people by phone, email, or landline about rapidly developing emergencies like wildfires and floods, and to broadcast evacuation orders. The county says it wants more people to sign up before the next emergency happens.
Turning to a brewing crisis in the healthcare space, public health leaders in California are concerned rising insurance costs could keep people from getting the medical help they need. NSPR's Claudia Brancard reports.
Prices are skyrocketing for the roughly 2 million Californians on Covered California. That's the state's health insurance marketplace under Obamacare. The increases are a result of Congress letting enhanced premium tax credits expire last year. Dr. Monica Soni is chief medical officer with Covered California. She says that's putting new financial pressure on households that don't qualify for low-income subsidies.
What we really got with those enhanced premium tax credits were middle-income, hardworking Californians finally getting some support. All of that evaporated.
Soni says the cuts could force people to lose insurance, even as they're in the middle of serious medical treatment.
Those are folks that are still sick, that have needs, including cancer therapy.
Covered California estimates premiums could increase by nearly $1,000 a year with the expiration of subsidies. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
City leaders in Chico want to take speedy action to get more people to visit and shop downtown. The city council yesterday voted to formally pursue several options for an area that's seen at least 10 businesses close in the last year. One is allowing people to carry and drink alcoholic beverages on sidewalks and other public spaces. Councilmember Bryce Goldstein said the idea of designating some areas as so-called entertainment zones could support downtown businesses struggling with foot traffic.
I've been in many situations where I've been to events at our coffee shops, bars, etc., and it gets hot in there and everybody wants to go outside, but you can't bring your beer outside.
Downtown advocates say the city of Redding has seen success with a similar initiative. Other proposals include taking another look at Chico's downtown parking policies, addressing public safety concerns, and spurring private investment through an upcoming federal initiative. The discussion now heads to the city's Internal Affairs Committee for further action.
California Republican lawmakers are introducing legislation to reform the state's elderly parole program after two convicted child molesters were recently granted early release. Assemblyman Josh Hoover of Folsom is co-authoring a bill to raise the eligibility age from 50 to 65. He says the legislature made a mistake in 2020 when it lowered the age.
People are always shocked when I tell them that you are considered elderly at 50 years old when it comes to in prison and actually are eligible for release if you only serve 20 years of your sentence. And we're talking about people that have committed some of the worst crimes you can even think of.
Hoover is also working on separate legislation to exclude sex crimes against children from elderly parole eligibility. Sacramento County District Attorney Tian Ho and Sheriff Jim Cooper held a news conference Thursday calling for reforms. Ho said the law must change in order to protect children. Gregory Vogelsang was sentenced to more than 300 years for molesting six children. He was granted parole after serving 27 years. A hearing to review that decision is scheduled for today.
Chico State will be mapping its tree canopy from the air this week. The school is using a drone equipped with specialized light detection technology to survey campus trees. The technology collects detailed data on tree health, structure, and coverage. University officials say the information will help guide sustainability efforts and long-term landscape planning. People may notice the drone flying overhead at times, but the school says it won't capture identifiable images of people or private activity.
Finally, you may have noticed some changes to our programming this weekend. A technical issue with our broadcast equipment meant we weren't able to switch between programs, so we carried the BBC World Service. That issue has now been resolved, and normal programming has resumed. Thanks to everyone who called and checked in with us. We really appreciate your patience.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, March 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.